It's time to go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood. Labor Day is come and gone, and with its departure, the fall theater season in New York City is underway. So, Charles, Hamilton, the hip-hop musical about America's founding fathers, is certainly the hottest ticket on Broadway. Will it have any competition from any other musicals this fall?
Well, I don't think anything on the horizon is about to stop its momentum, of course. But it's a new season. There are new musicals. There's a jukebox musical on tap, as usual, On Your Feet, which is based on the life of Gloria Estefan and her husband Emilio. It will feature, I assume, her hit songs. There's also an unusual-sounding musical called Allegiance, which is also a bio show of sorts. It's inspired in part by the life of George Takei of Star Trek fame. And unusually, actually, Andrew Lloyd Webber is adapting the Jack Black movie School of Rock into a new musical.
How about that? What about off-Broadway musicals? Anything?
Well, there's one in particular I'm really intrigued by. Soho Rep and Ars Nova are two of the most adventurous off-Broadway companies, and they're combining to produce a new musical called Futurity, set in the Civil War. And it features music by the local indie rock band The Lisps.
Some seasons on Broadway are more revival-heavy than others. What's the mix like this year?
Well, this fall is actually pretty, as you say, revival-heavy. You've got Sam Shepard's Fool for Love with Nina Arianda from Venus and Fur and Sam Rockwell. There's The Gin Game with Cicely Tyson and James Earl Jones. The Era Gurney plays Sylvia, which originally starred Sarah Jessica Parker as a dog, the title character, is now coming back with Annalee Ashford, who won a Tony this year, in that same role. I'm intrigued by the new revival of A View from the Bridge from London, which is directed by the Dutch Ivo van Hove, who actually has four different shows coming to New York this season, including another Arthur Miller play in the winter, The Crucible.
Broadway is also a pit stop for actors between movie roles. So what's going to be the Hollywood eye candy this fall on Broadway?
Well, I wouldn't call him eye candy, frankly, but Al Pacino is coming back to Broadway in a new David Mamet play called China Doll, which I think will be a hot ticket, naturally, those two names. Eye candy, on the other hand, you have Keira Knightley starring in a new adaptation of the Emile Zola novel Thérèse Raquin.
There you go.
I'm actually very intrigued by the new production of Harold Pinter's Old Times, which has Clive Owen and Eve Best in it. And Bruce Willis and Laurie Metcalf are starring in a stage version of the Stephen King book Misery, which I'm very unexcited about, to be honest.
Well, you're a writer, so you're the victim in that show. It makes sense.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
What shows are you most looking forward to this fall?
Well, a few of the ones I mentioned before, obviously. But Stephen Karam, who wrote the really great play Sons of the Prophet, which was a Pulitzer Prize nominee, has a new play called The Humans, which was very well received in Chicago. I'm excited about that. Also, there's a revival of Spring Awakening, which is at the top of my list. It hasn't really been that long since it's been here, of course, but this is a novel production. It comes from the Deaf West Theater in Los Angeles, which previously produced Big River on Broadway, a revival of that show. Right. And that was really terrific. So I'm hoping this one is too.
We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week at this time on WQXR. WQXR is supported by Shuffle Along on Broadway, starring Audra McDonald, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Billy Porter, Brandon Victor Dixon, and Joshua Henry. Directed by George C. Wolfe and choreographed by Savion Glover. Previews begin March 14th. Shuffle Along, Broadway.com.